Who the hell are you, man?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
We are the Knight!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerds 2 podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here with
Sam
and Sean.
And tonight's episode, we are doing E3. And we are doing
or
all
as
E3.
As it's known colloquially,
But anyway.
Fucking A.
E3 is underway.
Can we just start over at the beginning?
No.
Nope.
Staying in.
Do it live. Fuck.
Do it live.
Do it live.
Anyway, E3 is currently underway. The people
what
who
day, though?
Are... No, it's still going on.
I know,
on.
But what day are we on?
We finished up press conferences on Tuesday, so we are technically...
Day one.
We're on day two.
Oh.
So the press and users and reviewers have their hands on the games and they get to play it. And I believe it ends today or tomorrow. I'm not entirely sure they screwed around with the whole schedule. The press conferences nowadays are on the weekends for some weird reason, but it's great because I actually get to watch them. And it's on Fuse. Some of them are on Fuse. Some of them. But either way, it was all over Twitter. That's how I watched almost all of them. So, anyway.
Social media.
Yes, social media. Hate Twitter, but still. Love E3. Love video games. We're doing all video game podcasts today. That is, John's not here. And yeah. That's okay. I don't think he's as big of a gamer as Sean and Sam, definitely. And he is probably a little bit less of a gamer than myself. But anyway, we're doing all E3 today. We are going to do press release order. We'll talk a little bit of press release and things that came out.
Okay.
Particularly Xbox One stuff from Microsoft that was happened early. You could talk Nintendo if you want.
Let's
I
talk
didn't
Nintendo.
Make any notes on Nintendo
really?
Because I hate Nintendo.
Oh.
But anyway, because I feel like we're going to go long. Let's start with what came first. EA was on Saturday. And let's face it, the biggest thing to come out of EA was
Madden.
They did have a Madden.
Oh, of course they had a Madden. There's a Madden every year.
They had a Madden, FIFA.
No. Yeah, it's FIFA. Definitely.
They had a Madden, a FIFA, a Battlefield.
In the name of the Czar,
so it's from the Russian perspective, and they had a Need for Speed, but that happens every year.
Right.
Most importantly, they had Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Yay.
So we were you guys played Battlefront 1. I've not played Battlefront.
Well, I've played Battlefront
Which
1.
Battlefront 1.
Battlefront 2 and Battlefront. Cuz that makes sense in some batshit crazy.
And now we're going to get to play Battlefront 2.
2. Yay. Yes. Now I get to have that weird like internal conflict of was Battlefront 2 better than Battlefront 2 or was Battlefront 2 better than Battlefront 2?
But it's going to get even more confusing because I don't want to jump ahead a bit, but because the new Xbox is going to be completely backwards compatible.
Yeah. Oh, God. No,
we will talk about that
later. You can play both of them.
We will talk about that later. But anyway, Star Wars Battlefront, we get a lot of in-game PvP. I'm just referring to it as Battlefront now.
Two.
But anyway.
We're gamers here. Battlefront 2.
We get a lot of... For purposes of not being confusing and repeating myself and correcting myself all the time, I'm going to say Star Wars Battlefront
2.
You can fill that in then. Anyway, we got a shit ton of PvP action with the worst commentary ever. But still, we got to see pretty much, I don't remember the exact numbers, but it was like 40v40 gameplay in the town. Great. Mm. You had ground battle. You had aerial battles. You had essentially everything open world.
You had
world.
That sector being cleared and then not cleared.
Sam loves the memes from that.
I love prequel memes.
But anyway, the new Battlefront 2 game spans from the Return of the Jedi all the way to the Force Awakens.
Not even.
So
no,
you have
no, no. No, it does not. It includes the prequels.
Yeah. Return of the Jedi to Force Awakens.
No, you're doing it in chronological order of when they were released. Not even. No, it starts in episode 1, Phantom Menace. Phantom Menace yeah. through
you
Force
mean
Awakens.
Phantom Menace to Force Awakens?
You're saying Return of You're the Jedi. Return That's of the Jedi. Third, the third of the original trilogy.
Vader is in it.
And so is Darth Maul.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. I'm doing chronological order.
Yeah, so then...
So Return of the Jedi was 1980-something, right?
So we would go New Hope at this point.
Yeah, just go with New Hope.
Wagaff. It doesn't matter. You have everybody, essentially, from yeah. all of the movies.
Just say 1 through
you
7.
Can, 1
That's
through
so
7.
Much easier.
That's fine. 1 through 7. But anyway, you have all those characters. You have what looks to be infinite number of characters you can play, upgrades you can do... So it's just a huge amount of Star Wars, essentially what it is.
And I'm so happy they included the prequels, because you know what, like, the movies, so much better than the original. But you know what, fighting on those planets and like of the prequels, it was just so much better.
It offers
in some
so
ways.
Much more battle. Yeah.
And it's
in
not
game
just
wise.
You know, stormtrooper versus normal like camoed trooper. It gives like other things to fight. You can be a clone trooper and be a good guy and fight the Separatists.
What's also
like,
very
kind of
what's
cool.
also nice about it is all the DLCs are going to be free.
Yes. Yes.
There's going to be microtransactions, but the DLCs will be free.
Yeah. And it's
it's fine with me, as long as they're like, hey, get these maps for like a couple bucks. Like, no, I don't want that. Get this shiny weapon for like $2. Yeah, I'll go
it's
gonna
right
be
ahead. Shiny weapon.
Oh, I'm happy with that. To go right ahead, but free DLC, and which I feel like is I want to say EA. It's not really EA because they could give a rat's ass. I feel like it's the guys who made Battlefront basically being like, are bad with that half-finished game.
We rushed it way too quick.
We were told to rush it.
Well, what do you think about this one? How does it look?
Oh, it looks
you guys
phenomenal.
Didn't watch the gameplay?
Yeah, I watched
it. You watched the gameplay?
Oh, yeah,
You watched the gameplay too?
I watched the them on Tatooine playing.
And oh, so you actually watched the
not Tatooine, like, Naboo.
Single player?
I watched them
the
fight
Naboo
on Naboo
battle, right?
Yeah,
so we, are, so we all watched the same thing.
Oh, it was great.
Oh, it was ridiculous. It looks so awesome.
And that's the thing that Battlefront, the second one, really screwed up is the heroes. Like, even if with them going, oh, it's going to be the classic trilogy, the heroes were like,
they're very lackluster.
Yeah, where, especially with the original Battlefront 2, it was like, a shit ton of Jedi, a shit ton of guys who can shoot. Like, they gave you a whole arsenal of heroes, and it was awesome. And then Battlefront came out, and they were like, you can be Leia, you can be Luke, or you can be Han, or you can be Boba Fett, Vader, or the Emperor. And that's all we're going to give you right now.
Because that's as many maps as we have.
Right. One for every map we have. 6.
But anyway, Star Wars Battlefront 2 comes to all platforms.
Yep.
It looks...
When's it drop?
November 17th.
Can't wait.
Looks awesome.
Oh, perfect for Black Friday.
I doubt that is going to be one of the games on sale. And if it is on sale, it's going to
be
$5
surprised.
Less.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You'd be very surprised, because I know, like, when was it Fallout New Vegas came out? It was, like, not even a month old. Black Friday was, like, $30. Uh-huh. And that, I mean...
It's because it probably wasn't selling.
Oh, no, it sold. Oh, it sold.
But anyway, Star Wars Battlefront 2. Yeah. I would say highlight of E3, EA.
EA's,
EA,
well, yeah.
Definitely. And it looks like they pulled it off so far. So far. As long as we don't get the audio commentary from that and put it in the game, we're okay.
Okay.
But anyway, aside from that, we already mentioned the usual EA releases. And then we have BioWare's new game, Anthem.
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's a new open world game. It's made by the same company who made
KOTOR, Knights of the Old Republic,
Mass
the original,
Effect.
And Mass Effect. So you essentially have elements from all those, obviously, because it's the same company.
Right. Which at first when you said that, I was like, well, BioWare does do like pretty decent games, MMO, not MMOs, but
IP.
Yeah. Well, it's a
it's not.
Oh
IP,
god, the role playing game, RPG. Does pretty good at those, so I'm like, oh, I guess that's good. Once I saw they were like, you and friends, I was like, wait, this is a multiplayer?
Yeah.
Like,
possible, yeah. Like a Gears style where you can have four guys?
Yeah.
Which many multiplayer
games. It
kind of
had
games.
A feel of like an MMO, but not really.
It's like an MMO, but it's just your friends playing.
It reminded me of Destiny.
Yes.
Like the whole deal with that, where it's like it's meant to be played with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks like it needed to be played with other people.
Right. It looked phenomenal.
It's really open world.
Yes.
It looks really open world.
You can fly and shit. And I was like, yeah.
And it's got like, I love it because it's got like the Exo Squad complex where you're a human, but you can get into a suit. Or, I mean, you said mech warrior.
No, I didn't say it. Fallout.
Yeah, where you can wear a suit. Yeah. You can wear suits in multiple games like Dead Space. And Exo Squad is an old TV show from the 80s. And then there was another one, Titanfall. I think is another suit, right?
It definitely. Oh, well, those are mechs though. Those
Lost
are giant.
Planet.
Lost Planet. That was actually a really good game.
It was a good game. I like the concept of you having to stay warm.
Yeah,
it was an interesting.
But anyway,
back to new games.
Back to Anthem. Anthem, I think we really like. I think it looks pretty cool. I really think it is, but yeah. I think like you said,
I have to see multiplayer. Yeah. I have to see more of this game.
Right. It could completely suck.
Oh, yeah. It definitely could suck.
So, I mean, I have high hopes for it, but if somebody was like, oh, I heard that game sucked, I could totally be, it wouldn't ruin my day. I'd be like, oh, okay, I could see.
It kind of grabbed me when they go underwater.
Yeah, that
Once
was
Once it did
really
that, I was
cool.
like, oh, that's cool.
That is really cool. Yeah. Ooh, so, cool.
Well, you got a ways to wait. You got a ways to wait for Anthem.
Yeah, it's 2018, right?
Yep, fall. Yeah,
so we got a long way to go.
So we'll hopefully see. It'll be great if we can see a lot of gameplay in the next year's E3.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting.
However, with it this far off, there have been plenty of E3 games that have debuted, have trailers, have gameplay footage,
and just not finished development. Yeah,
never did anything. Just fell off the map.
Yeah.
So, and I'm afraid this could be one of those. I'm hoping it's not, but there's always that possibility with something this.
I don't know. It's BioWare. I mean, they can.
Oh, I know. There's been.
They can pull this off.
But what scares me is that it's a year and a half away. That's the only thing that scares me. Like basically, what we saw could basically be it. Like that.
It could. There's always that possibility. Right. I mean,
and there's been games that like the Division would be a perfect one where they set it up as this like amazing game and what we got was like half the game that it was supposed to be.
Yeah, that's true.
Or No Man's Land.
You mean No Man's Sky?
Oh, Sky. Yeah, sorry, No Man's Sky. Yeah.
Yeah, that never.
Oh no, it dropped.
It dropped.
He was like, you can do all this stuff.
It never like did anything.
No, it did nothing.
Yeah,
everybody bought it and were like, you can't do a damn thing in this game. Like, it's the dumbest game ever. And it's to the... It's because of that game that Steam introduced the refund button on some of their games.
Yeah, yeah.
It was because of that game.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's how bad it was.
That's not... Okay. Okay.
And that was last year's E3.
Excuse me. All right. Let's so, EA... Not a bad press conference overall. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was too bad. There was a lot of Star Wars Battlefront 2 in-game stuff. And that took up a lot of the conference, which is their big game. Yeah, I know. Power to them. And then they're introducing a new game. So they got their point across, and then the usual BS like FIFA. Okay. But anyway, moving on. Next up is Microsoft. And Microsoft is the wonderful owner of the Xbox. And... should we talk about this now, or we talk about it later?
What?
The system?
Yeah, why not?
Should we do games and then system?
No,
we'll go system.
We've already hinted.
So, can Microsoft name things anymore?
No.
Because they seem to have gotten really lazy.
No. They need to figure out their shit with naming their products, because it doesn't seem to be doing well at all.
The Xbox One.
Yes, so last year...
X.
Last year we got Scorpio.
Project Scorpio.
Project Scorpio, which then became
Which was a very known. Promising Xbox.
Sounds like a Bond villain.
No, it sounds like Scorpio from Simpsons.
Yeah, and then it became known this week that Scorpio is now going to be titled Xbox One X. So you have the Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox One, Xbox One S, and then the Xbox One X. And Fucking redundancy.
First of all, you couldn't have picked a different letter that doesn't sound exactly like S.
Yeah.
S or, and X. Or choose another letter that isn't the first letter of the actual product.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they just name it Scorpio? Or, that's such a cooler name.
The Xbox X or something like that. Just drop the one.
No, because they wanted to be unique.
No, they wanted to be redundant.
I know. It's sarcasm. But anyway. So we got the new system announcement. Yes, it's bigger power-wise. Yes, it's better. And yes, it is the fastest video game system ever.
And it should be.
The thing with this system is it is run with natural 4K resolution.
Yes.
Whereas the Xbox One S is upward compatible to 4K. There is this system that is now just all in... I think it's all just 4K. It runs in 4K. And it will make it... If the game is not 4K, it will upwards compatible to 4K. I don't know exactly how that works. Because 4K is so fucking new that the only thing actually shown in 4K is Amazon Prime, 4 and Netflix shows, and fucking Xbox.
There's a couple channels.
There's zero channels produced in 4K.
No, there's a few.
There's zero.
There's a few.
Which ones?
I don't know. You don't get them. But
the 4K channel?
Yeah.
Zero channels are 4K.
No, there are specialty channels that are...
There are, but the basic cable... I'll take your word for it, but the people who spend their money on basic cable who gets...
Oh, yeah,
Can we move on?
Yeah. But anyway, this system is way ahead of its time. Way ahead of its time. And they're asking $500 for it.
Wait for the second gen when it's $350.
Yes. It's going to be the Xbox One XS. But anyway.
Xbox this system, One X10.
So this system is easily the most powerful system. It is the newest system. Yeah. And Microsoft is now turning it into Apple, where every year they're releasing a 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying.
Yep. I have a feeling that Microsoft's going to do this with all their freaking systems. Every year they're going to release a new system. And show me a comparison between the Xbox One S and the Xbox One X, aside from processor speed,
right?
And you know, obviously graphics are more upgraded with the Xbox One S. But show me something that separates the two. What makes me
What makes me have what to makes get me this?
So with the 360 over the Xbox, all the games were made in 360 at the time of the release.
Yes,
they stopped making Xbox and they started making 360. Xbox One S games are still being made, and then...
Well, it's not even Xbox One S, it's Xbox games.
Xbox games are still being made.
Xbox One.
And, especially when they announced that the Xbox One X will be backwards compatible for original Xbox games. So you can play old Xbox One games with a patch, I believe, to play on the Xbox One X. But the Xbox One S is also getting that. So tell me, aside from processing speed and graphics, what is the major draw between the two?
Yeah, I can't.
There isn't any. Except if you want like insane picture quality. Oh,
there's people out there that want the newest gadgets, and that's awesome, and that's fine. There's plenty of people out there who, when 4K TVs came out, jumped at it and dropped the like $5,000 to get a 50-inch TV.
Exactly.
Whereas nowadays, you know, Sam and I's parents, they just picked up a 60-inch 4K for like $700. It's like a huge fraction of the price now. But, you know, the X is going to come out and everybody's going to be like, but it's 4K. Yeah, what games? Oh, well... Crackdown 3.
What the hell was that game called?
In defense of the X, it is gonna give it to you. Thank you. I'm here all night.
But anyway, the Xbox One was... We'll do more on this later, but the Xbox One X got released. Price tag, $500. It will be released November 7th. And the best thing probably of the Microsoft press conference was... The original Xbox games are now compatible with the Xbox One S and the Xbox X.
That is huge for somebody like yourself who has a 360.
We will get into what I should buy later.
No, I know, but that's what this is kind of targeting. The people that haven't picked up the One yet, that are still on the 360.
Oh, 100%.
And it's like, this comes out, it's like, well, why should I get the One when I can get the One X, play all the games that I'm already playing on the 360, plus the games on the Xbox? You know what's going to be awesome? We can play those Lord of the Ring games again.
I know. Orc Hewer, baby. Orc Hewer.
The Bible game.
Oh, yeah, that game.
Anyway, we should move on. We'll talk about what system I should buy later.
Let's talk about overall.
You can,
yeah. If you don't want to listen, you could stop later. But let's just get through this press conference. Also, Microsoft. John's not here. I think he's the only one who really plays Ass Creed.
I think so.
But we got a new Ass Creed. He goes to Egypt.
You don't say.
That's about it.
And there's sand.
It's the same. It's like every other Ass Creed.
You hide in the desert because that is possible.
Yeah, more of the same. More of the same. But anyway, that comes out October 27th.
Thank you, Ubisoft.
Excuse me. Microsoft also showed a little bit more of the Anthem. The Anthem game.
Yeah.
But we already talked about that. They also did Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yes.
Or Dragon Ball FighterZ, however you want to look at it.
The new DBZ.
That looks, I mean, it's a simple fighting game with Dragon Ball characters. And we've had these before. But for some reason, this looks awesome.
Because they as long as you skip a couple years, like we had
everything.
No, but I mean, like, we had when, like,
yeah, Budokai.
Budokai came out, and that was just awesome because it's like, hey, it's Mortal Kombat, but with Dragon Ball characters.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel bad because Mortal Kombat's basically flooding, well, the makers of Mortal Kombat are flooding the market with those kind of games. Because they're doing Mortal Kombat, plus they're doing the DC ones.
Oh, Injustice.
It's the same company.
Yep.
And it's like every year they're coming out with basically the same game, just new skins.
Yeah, pretty much. And we'll get into that later.
We already talked about Madden.
we'll get into FIFA. That later. But the Dragon Ball FighterZ game looks pretty sick to me. I mean, it's not one of those games I spend $60 on, but I mean.
Wait a year.
Get it for 30 bucks. Or wait 3 months and get it used for half.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it was. Because it's in the end, it's a simple fighter game. That's all it is.
Right.
And you want to chew up 5 minutes for a match.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
But all right, next up, and this will lead me into okay. I don't know how
we're going on a rant.
Not on a rant. I'll just put it out there now.
Chris's complaint corner?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
State of Decay 2. We saw a trailer for it.
Okay.
We usually see zombie games at E3 conferences. At least one.
Yeah, I mean,
what sets it apart from the others?
It doesn't.
Crap.
And I'll tell you why later.
Okay.
Okay. I'll tell you why. Okay. Anyway, State of Decay 2. They showed some footage of that. I mean, it's your basic zombie game. You can customize bases and things like that and build up defenses and whatnot. But that will lead into later. They also, next up, we had a Minecraft preview. And when I was watching this, didn't I text you guys?
Yes, yes.
Minecraft gets a brand new super duper graphics pack.
They get a huge graphics pack that if you own the game could have gotten for free like 10 years ago.
Yep. And not to mention, if anybody who knows Minecraft, this is the fucking dumbest game ever.
No, it's not.
No,
yes, it is.
Not.
It is 100% the dumbest game
ever.
That's
why it sells tons of copies.
It is.
That's because you're dumb.
Pixelated. It is.
That's the point of it.
The point of this game is to look like a freaking messed up video game from the old 8-bit Nintendo where you forgot to blow hard enough to put it in the box.
Clearly, you don't understand this game at all. If you're obsessed with the graphics, you've clearly missed the point.
I know. But it's just for some reason they said that at the press conference, and I'm like, really? That's what you're going to do? You're going to pick this pixelated game that is meant to look like
here's the thing.
A super duper graphics
card. This is where this news comes from, I'm pretty sure. A couple years ago, Minecraft was purchased by Microsoft from the original makers of Minecraft. And what they did was then they created the Xbox, or not the Xbox, but the Microsoft Windows 10 edition, which is basically runs off of the Pocket edition. So now I, Joe Schmo with a PC, can now play with Joe Schmo over there with an Xbox. We can play on the same server, which we actually do with one of our friends. One of our friends, Matt, he actually
plays.
He has the Xbox One, the Minecraft, and we have the PC. We play together. What they're doing is, it's the Pocket Edition is a pretty much like a dumbed down version of the original. Yeah, kind of dumbed down. Like it's behind. Like they're like introducing things that have been out for the normal Minecraft for a long time. It's constantly being updated. And one thing you can't do with it is you can't add patches. You have to buy them. You have to buy skins. You have to add all that stuff, which sucks for somebody who's actually played the full game, where you just basically go online and be like, today I want to be Wonder Woman. Okay, here's the thing. Just clip this here, put this here. Boom, I'm Wonder Woman now.
Wonder Woman.
Now it's like, you want to be Wonder Woman? $2.99. You can get the entire Justice League pack.
Yeah, that's not...
It's all microtransactions.
Yeah, that's and not... So we've already discussed this in a previous podcast.
But what they're doing with this, you know, the graphics increase, you could already do that with a patch on the normal Minecraft. Whereas with the Windows 10 edition, you have to buy it. And that's what they're doing. They're introducing it so you can buy it for like $2.99. And so,
any game where you have to buy, like any game with microtransactions is just useless.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. If that's what they want to do, that's fine. So long as you get rid of pay for DLCs.
Yes. I agree, 100%.
So long as Minecraft still, you get the updates for free with the new shit, I'm fine if you have to pay to be Wonder Woman.
Yeah, it should be one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you're right. I can go with that. So, if you had to choose,
so it's
which
a microtransaction that's going to give us the upgraded graphics, whatever. I'm fine with playing the original graphics. I don't need an upgrade, you, Sam?
No.
No, so...
Of course not.
I mean, there's plenty of people out there
You know.
You can change.
There's no such thing as upgraded graphics. They're simply just what's shaded better.
Right.
But with Minecraft, it's what's shaded better.
I know the water does look nice, but that's it.
Oh my goodness. Also, they had a Final Fantasy. Well, I don't want to talk about it later, but they had a Final Fantasy preview, but it was just them fishing. It was just a fish. It would look like a fishing game, but it was titled Final Fantasy 15.
Was it a title Final Fantasy 15?
It was
literally run out of ideas.
No, I think it's
Final
it's
Fantasy
so far
15
out.
Pro Bass Fisher.
Yeah, I think it's so far out there that they actually just said, "Fuck it, let's just show what we got now," and that's just a simple fishing scene.
Dude, it's a fucking whale.
But anyway, that's PlayStation. Sony. That's Sony. Yeah, we're not talking about them. Sony. We're not talking about them.
Not yet.
All right. So, and then lastly for Microsoft, I wanted to mention for those Lord of the Rings fans, we're getting Middle Earth Shadow of War.
Which is the Shadow of Mordor sequel.
Yes.
Which, when that game dropped, not many people paid much attention to it. But it was a phenomenal game, and it slowly gained popularity over time. And like, because it's like, it's the kind of game where you're brought back to life, and they're like, go kill Uruk-hai and orcs and goblins. And they're like, okay, boom, but I just died. Oh, you're going to learn now. And you like, every time you die, you learn. And like, the point is to die and come back. And like,
that's kind of useless.
Because you're possessed by some like dead elf.
Right.
Oh.
And then even the orcs and or Uruk-hai and the goblins, they even learn over time too. So it's not like you're button mashing the whole time and they're like, what's going on? They're like, well, he's button mashing, I'm just gonna block.
Yeah.
So it's a really amazing time game.
This takes a different turn on things. You can actually I don't know how it correlates to the new game. It's obviously the sequel to it, but you can forge alliances of orc tribes. And like you can control them via magic or whatever it is. So the gameplay looked okay. It looked like a Lord of the Rings game. Granted, that stuff hasn't really changed that much. Which reminds me, I need to pick up Lord of the Rings: The Third Age.
Oh
yeah, it was an old game that didn't get a lot of play because it wasn't just. I gotta pick it up.
Yeah,
I saw it at the Toy Vault for like $6.
Okay,
but anyway. Anything else on Microsoft from you guys? No.
Yeah, I didn't watch press conferences. So okay.
That's all I really heard.
So I did EA. So I actually watched EA, Microsoft, Bethesda, Sony, and a little bit of Ubisoft. I didn't watch Nintendo. Next up, Bethesda. And the only reason I want to mention it, nothing really came out of there except for Skyrim.
Yeah, this was a very disappointing thing because Bethesda, you know, they did the Lord of the Rings. Yeah, close. Elder Scrolls. They did the Elder Scrolls games. They did the Fallout games. And they even did the Dishonored, which the first one was good. Second one was rather lackluster. I was like almost like tempted to see something about like Elder Scrolls 6 maybe in a year or two. Like them kind of hinting, hey, we're working on a new one. We didn't get that.
It's apparently years away.
Yeah, which sucks.
Hey, you don't want to release things too early because then they might just not happen.
Yeah, I know.
You want to be able to actually show your progress, you know?
I know, but even if Elder Scrolls 6 sucks, I'd buy it.
All right. But
such a great series of games.
Yeah, anyway, Bethesda, Skyrim comes out on Switch. That was the biggest. Yeah. That was the big thing.
And that, I saw that they announced this a long time ago when the Switch was first, like, basically coming out. They were like, hey, it's portable. Skyrim? And I was like, oh, Skyrim portable. Take my money.
Yep. And they're
doing it.
Switch is coming out with more and more games, right. Which is slow, the way to do it.
But the other thing that Bethesda came out with was that.
It's not Skyrim, is it?
Yeah, it's Skyrim.
No, that's Sony.
That's Bethesda.
Well, they didn't say that at Bethesda.
Oh, they didn't
say
it
at Sony.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well,
you can say it now.
Yeah.
Why not?
So they're releasing it on the PS VR, basically. They're releasing Skyrim on that, which I heard that and I was like, yeah, I'd rather get it portable than VR, honestly. Like, VR sounds okay right now. I mean, I'd probably get a headache.
There was a few games that they announced for VR during the Sony press conference.
But Skyrim, like, I've played Skyrim. Everybody's played Skyrim. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everybody that is...
Everybody who understands what good games are.
Yeah.
Really, Sam? Skyrim. Really?
You don't like Minecraft.
I hate Minecraft.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Why didn't you play World of Warcraft?
Because I didn't want to lose what life I had.
That's a great game.
Yeah, I know, and I didn't want to lose.
I'm not arguing with you.
We're not sitting here saying WoW was awful.
Everybody has personal preference.
Right, but we're not saying WoW was awful. You're saying Minecraft was awful, and you've never played.
Now, we can all agree that a great game, I'll mention it later.
Centipede?
Nope. I'll mention it later because it all ties into what we were talking about.
Okay. But anyway,
Skyrim to Switch and Skyrim to VR.
VR, and honestly, if I had to choose, I'd go with the Switch because it's portable.
It's an eighth of the price because you would need a PlayStation and you need the VR, which is $800.
Yeah, for both, maybe pushing $1,000. I don't know how much. The VRs are usually expensive.
And
the
Switch
right
is what?
Now.
I think it's less than three. It's definitely less than three.
I think it's less than three. But the fact that it makes it portable video games.
We get that. So you can be on the plane doing it.
Right.
Yep.
That's awesome.
It's good that Switch is getting a lot of these games that are not Nintendo.
And I'm happy about that.
All right, moving on.
All right, Ubisoft is next. Mario Rabbids. That's
Mario.
Whatever.
Rabbids?
It's a Mario game.
By Ubisoft?
Yep. It's coming to the Switch. And then we saw Skull and Bones.
Yeah, I'm confused. Skull and Bones.
I'm good with Skull and Bones. It's
hey, did you guys like Ass Creed Black Flag?
No. Well, shit. Well, remember all the fun parts about fighting people? Yeah. We got rid of that.
It's just the ships.
It's just the ships.
It's just the ships. Unless they do that, but they didn't show it in the game.
No, no, because they were like, you're being bored. You're boarding the other ship.
No, we're boarding the other ship.
And it's like, rah! Yeah, we're going to ignore all that action. You won. Don't worry.
Yep, exactly.
You got to trust us on this. Yeah, it looks awful.
Yeah, that didn't go over well with me. Imagine
you sail somewhere. You find treasure.
It looked like World of Warships. Like that 3-4 game?
Yeah.
It was that game.
Well, I was going to say Wooden Ships and Iron Men, which is a video game from years ago on the PC.
On the DOS.
Yeah. Where it's basically you sail around in wooden ships and you're basically like, fire the cannons and you pick which ones. Although in this one, they're like, fire the sidewinders.
Yeah,
even rockets, say rockets at rockets, one point.
Rockets, fire the rockets
in the, pirates.
Yeah,
in firing pirates, from yeah. a cannon. You see the fucking cannon. And they're like, fire the rockets.
This game needs to check itself.
It was awful.
I think. Some people might have liked it, but it did not sit well with us.
I feel like the people who liked it are going to be the people who buy it. Then after about a half hour of gameplay, are going to be like, this is the most redundant thing I've ever seen.
Did you guys watch the actual trailer?
No. Like
the cinematic trailer?
No, I watched the gameplay. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch
the trailer. Cinematic trailer makes the game look a little bit better. Also, at the very end, there's a Kraken.
Oh, God.
So there's a possibility to fight a Kraken in this, which is okay.
Like, I don't know why it shows but up, at the very end, they zoom out from the ship, and under the ship is a giant Kraken.
But here's the thing. Like, the cinematic trailer and what I saw in the gameplay, from what I understand, it's you sail somewhere, you meet up with an enemy, you fight in ships, then you sail away.
That's piracy, Sean.
I understand that's piracy.
The only way I can see this game working is if you can adjust world time. So if you're going at 3 knots next to another ship that's going 3 knots, you're going to take a long time to get there.
Oh, like it's just going to be maps. Like,
yeah, you need. But if you can see a ship in the distance, you know the enemy is over there. Let's go attack the enemy at 3 knots.
This is not open world, right?
Yeah, it doesn't look open world.
So odds are what this is it's a giant map and you're slowly making, obviously you're not sailing from island to island to island.
No, it is open world.
Is it really?
I wrote down open world for some reason.
Oh my fucking God, if it's open world.
I didn't hear anything about open world.
I didn't either, but...
For some reason, I wrote down the way everybody's going,
it's probably open world, which means this is going to be so boring.
It's
going to
be a long game.
From that gameplay trailer, that was not open world. That was a map.
Yeah, I know, which makes me think, why the hell did I write it down? Because I watch it, and I watch the stuff, and I made notes. And then,
I want to look it up, but I'm too lazy right now.
All
right,
but anyway, Ubisoft, that was it for... We're talking way too much about a shitty game that we're not going to buy. Ubisoft, Far Cry, also Far Cry 5, they had some footage of that. And then that's about it. Next up is Sony. Sony is kind of... Okay. So the Sony press conference was by far the worst press conference I've ever seen at an E3. Which is strange because all you want at E3 press conferences is to see trailers of the games that are coming out. And that's all it was. But for some reason, I hated it. And mostly because all of the shit that they showed, I have zero interest in playing. And it's a lot, not all of them, but a lot of them were Sony exclusives. And we all know that PlayStation has the most exclusives out of every system out there.
They have a shit ton.
Yeah. But anyway.
Which it might not be a good thing, but they have a shit ton.
Yeah.
give us a rundown of...
Going through the list of things that I saw that are should mention. Uncharted. They had an Uncharted
I've heard
one.
Good things about that.
Wait, 2018, I believe.
They're coming out with another Uncharted?
Yes.
Sam, of course.
I thought the point of the last one was it's called A Thief's End.
Sam.
I couldn't tell you.
Did it make money?
Well, yeah.
Then they're going to make another one.
I thought that was supposed to be the end.
No. This is Sony, Sam.
It is what it is. There was a new Call of Duty game, which is multi-platform. I believe it's multi-platform, but it's another Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
It wouldn't be an E3 without FIFA and Call of Duty.
It's not Christmas time without Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah. Not only is it another Call of Duty game, they just said, fuck it, we'll go back to World War II in Normandy.
Yeah, not just World at War, right?
Yeah, this is probably the least unique game I've ever seen.
But could it be one of the best?
No.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
No.
It was literally, they were like, everybody liked Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
So, let's do that.
Yeah.
But it's World War II, so it's even less unique.
Yeah. And even all those first-person shooters were Call of Duty and Battlefield, nothing will ever top Modern Warfare 2. That's it.
Well, for
it's just it's impossible.
For Call of Duty,
die.
Yeah, I agree, and I don't like Call of Duty.
But anyway, next up, on the list, Marvel versus Capcom. Yeah. Really? Do we need another one?
Honestly, with those games, I'm fine with them releasing them, but I'd rather have it on like an arcade game. Those are fun arcade games.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit in my basement and play one of those games. Like, I don't care. I'll pump quarters in. That's fine with me for that kind of game.
Next up, Monster Hunter World.
What?
You hunt, I'm assuming you hunt big monsters in the trailer.
Does it look kiddish or does it look like adult-ish?
It looks like Turok. It doesn't look like Turok. It's just you're
not kid graphics. You know what I mean? Like cartoonish. Kinda. They don't look cartoonish. They don't.
They actually looked like money was put into this.
Okay, I'd be tempted.
You're running around, and I don't think I saw the point of the game. It's just you're. I was kind of distracted at this point because I was halfway through, and it looks like you can just capture dinosaurs and ride dinosaurs and.
And what's the problem with that?
Yeah, hang on. You said this was a bad game.
It just didn't look. It looked like the shit. Well, I don't know. I didn't see enough.
What was it called?
I didn't see enough. It's Monster Hunter World.
Monster Hunter World. I'm looking this up.
And we can ride dinosaurs in this.
He jumps on a dinosaur. Whether or not you can ride it, it's a different story.
I mean, take my money.
Well, you need to buy a.
It's a role playing game by Capcom. A part of their Monster Hunter franchise. There's other games.
There we go. I think it's a PlayStation exclusive too, right?
Xbox One.
Ooh.
So PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Microsoft Windows.
Oh, you don't have the one.
No, Microsoft Windows.
No, there you go, Sam.
It'll be on Steam.
Sam's riding the fucking T-Rex down the road. But anyway. Another thing, Shadow of Colossus. It is a remake of the original PlayStation 2 game. Yes.
So okay. That's been done?
It's been done. I watched a video of the comparison between 2005 and then this. And technology just improved so much that it looks 1,000 times better than the original.
But it's the same game.
I think it's the exact. It's not. I think it's just the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I'd be okay if this was like this is the first one in this quadrilogy or whatever. Think about Colossi. Yeah. If this was like if they've done like 4 or 5. Of them since the first one came out, I'd be like, you know what? I really enjoyed the first one the best. That's the one I was introduced to the Colossus. Maybe I'd want to go back. I would love to see a remastered thing.
What you're basically saying is they have to ruin the series in order to justify
this. Yes!
I think it was just fanboys really wanted another one, and they got enough fans to actually...
They've always had fans because this is, for those who don't know this game, this is a huge game. Like, this beautiful game. It was very open world for its time. It was like ahead of it. It was ahead of the game.
No, I know, but I think at this point,
this is a cash grab.
Oh, yeah. Without it, every game made nowadays is a cash grab.
No,
Call of Duty, World War II.
we're not getting on what Treyarch and... What's the other one?
It's not...
Not Treyarch anymore. It used to be. What are the... Infinity Ward and
Treyarch.
But Infinity Ward, and then it was Treyarch. Treyarch.
This was made by Sledgehammer.
Oh God. So it's a new thing?
Yeah.
How long has Sledgehammer been doing
it? I have no idea. I stopped paying attention to Call of Duty.
After Black Ops 1.
Which is fine.
Oh, yeah.
Blops 2 was kind of...
But yeah, no. Like, those kind of games like Madden and like where they literally won a year... Those are cash grabs. For the most part, a lot of companies, they'll do it for the money, but it's more of an art form. You're telling a story, and it looks beautiful. What this is a rehash of a game from 12 years ago that had fans back then that wanted a sequel, never got the sequel, and in turn gets an updated version of that original one, which a lot of these people probably still have their PlayStation 2 to continue to play Shadow of Colossus.
So moving on.
This.
Yeah. So moving on. I won't get this. But anyway. Anyway. Now, next up, we got another one, God of War. This was the biggest hit of the Sony press conference in terms of applause.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of Sony.
People like God of War.
I don't understand because, okay, first few are fine. What are we on, like six now?
We're on Dad of War right now.
Dad of War.
Well, there's a kid and it looks like it's his son.
Kratos' son.
I'll bet that it is his son.
Yeah, probably. Sean,
people are going to love
it was
the Call of Duty game.
So
don't sit here and be like, how are people still getting this
guy? Well, of the Sony press conference, this got the biggest applause.
Mm-hmm.
There were about 20% of the whole, like, the games, it just fell on deaf ears. There was nothing.
Wow.
I think they showed 40 games, but there were a good 5 to 8 of them that just zero applause.
Wow.
People were like, what the fuck is this? And then people were like, yeah, that doesn't look that good. And then the God of War was a big hit. And then the next one, Spider-Man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This one I heard was a huge hit.
Do you like Arkham? Do you like Spider-Man 2? We made that game.
Yeah.
Yep. Exclusive to Sony PlayStation.
That's huge. This game is going
to be the hit of 2018. Yes. If they still continue and pull this off.
They most likely will.
I believe it comes out in the spring of 2018.
So we only have like 7-8 months.
Yeah, so there's a little ways to go.
It's happening.
But the best part is a lot of other Sony... I don't think any of the other Sony games actually showed this, but they actually had in-game footage, and they showed gameplay, and they actually showed the buttons you would need to push to do certain things, and the looks and everything. So it was great to actually see, all right, well, let's shoot the webs to capture a helicopter, left, right, left, right, left, right. And they actually showed you that, which is great because it shows you
kind of like the tutorial feel.
It was kind of like the feel of how it's going to be when you're playing this game.
Okay.
So I got the vibe from this, but it wasn't really confirmed. Is this open world?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Yes. So it is Spider-Man 2.
It's Spider-Man 2. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely...
It better be.
I know. For those people who are very confused what we're talking about, so when Spider-Man 2 came out, the movie with Doc Ock and stuff, they came out with a game to go with it. Which, you know, back then was all the craze. They had to make a game that came out with a movie. So glad they don't really do that anymore.
They still do.
Not like they used to.
All right, moving on.
But this game was open world. It had a similar yet different plot of the movie. But the amazing thing was a last minute change to the game by one dude who was like, what if you have to hit the bumpers to shoot the webs? Oh my god, that was a huge game changer.
It just made the game.
It made you feel like Spider-Man. You're like, left hand, right hand, left hand, left hand. Ah, dead.
Yeah. Well, no, it's going to be that way.
Right.
It looks like it's going to be this way.
It's basically Arkham meets Spider-Man 2, as Sam put it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's going to be...
Because the fighting seemed like Arkham.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the game itself looked very, 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 very good.
Yes.
But in the end, it's still a Spider-Man story, so you have to enjoy or like Spider-Man to enjoy this game, probably.
And Spider-Man is probably one of the most popular superheroes of all time.
Without a doubt. So,
and the thing at the end.
What? And the thing at the end.
At the very end, where they're like, come on, Miles.
Oh, see, I didn't actually see the trailer or anything, but
at the very end. Yeah, because he was filming it on his phone, the whole thing. Yeah, yeah.
So Miles is the new Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Really bad nightmare last night. For some reason, when I went to, I have a feeling I had a bad dream that there were a lot of people jumping off, being pushing off, and falling off tall buildings in the new Spider-Man Homecoming movie. So if I see everybody just falling
Spider-Man
from buildings.
The Happening?
Yes. I'm going to be so pissed if there's an overabundance of people falling off tall buildings for the Spider-Man Homecoming. But anyway, back to the video game. Like I said, you need to be a Spider-Man fan to... Number two things. You need to be a Spider-Man fan to like this game, and you need to have a PlayStation.
Which, last time I bought a system solely for one game, it was the GameCube, and it was for Star Wars Bounty Hunter.
Yeah.
This is not making me buy a PlayStation.
And that leads
that was $100 I dropped for that.
That leads to the next discussion I want to have. So that does it for the press conferences.
Okay.
That leads us to the next discussion that has... I am going to be buying a system this year. Is it going to be the Xbox One S or the PlayStation?
PC.
And it's not going to be a PC. Okay. But anyway, it won't be a PC. Because I don't want to spend that amount of money to get a proper gaming PC.
Okay, so $500 off the table.
Okay.
So $500 max. Max is $300. But anyway, aside from that, so I was thinking of switching because the last system I have is the 360.
Right.
And I was actually considering switching to the PlayStation only because the system I had, the Xbox Gold account was $30 every 3 months or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You had to have that to run Netflix on the system.
Right. On the 360.
Every time I turned the system on, it sounded like a jet engine was taking off.
Yep.
Every time I turned the system on, the temperature in the room bumped up 4 degrees for some reason.
It needs a fireplace when you have an Xbox 360.
Exactly. Oddly enough, it sits on the fireplace. But anyway,
just in case.
Yeah, just in case. I need
open
the
flu every time you play Xbox.
Just in case the kids want to roast marshmallows.
But anyway, but then I was thinking PlayStation. It's all online. You don't need to pay for a subscription. It's already there. Almost all the games I play are multi-platform, so I can do anything,
right,
anywhere. And obviously more people play on the PlayStation.
Right.
But then the prices became the same this right. time around. Right. Xbox One S became the same price as the PlayStation because they dropped the price $50.
Right.
Not to mention they have the specials, which are still the same price, which, you know, you can't really pass up getting a Gears.
Yeah. Play
Xbox One.
Oh, yeah.
You know, One S, by the way. And then I looked at it this way. And I think you're going to tell me to buy the Xbox One S solely for this reason. At the press conference, they said that they are going to try and get as many Xbox games, original and 360 games, backward compatible on the Xbox One S.
Yes.
And that, I think, is why I'm going to go down the Xbox One S route.
Without a doubt.
Only because I have all the 360 games and I have all my old Xbox games.
I have a lot of my old Xbox games too, and
yes.
That it makes me want to buy one.
Yeah,
you know what system is already backwards compatible with all its games?
Don't say the PC.
PC.
But the thing is, you need to have a proper gaming PC in order to be to enjoy it, because if you run So 8 years ago,
right?
I was working. I was out of college. I bought this hardcore PC. It was $2,200 for World of Warcraft.
Laptop or desktop?
It was a desktop.
How much you spend?
$2,200. Nice, awesome computer screen. The best graphics card to date. And it was a Dell.
And there's your problem.
it doesn't matter. I needed it for work also.
Right.
So I needed something familiar, so I didn't get Apple, obviously. But
wanted to play games.
But I wanted to play games, but I bought all that stuff. And then it was great for WoW and any other game that I played, but then the thing died 5 years later. Great that I got 5 years out of it. But the thing is, WoW, the way I played and the amount I've played, which is a lot.
Oh, yeah.
A laptop would never have been able to handle that.
Not even close.
No. So it would have had to have been a desktop.
Right.
So you need to at least invest a specific amount of money, at least $800, in a laptop or a desktop in order to properly play a game that has high graphics, has
not entirely true
amounts of games and servers.
Not entirely true.
At the time.
At the time, yes.
Now it might be different, but then I don't need an extra bulky thing. I have a 4K TV.
Yeah.
The Xbox One S is upward compatible to 4K.
Right.
The One X, I don't even want to get into that. That's just a sloppy mess right now for me. So the One S is 4K compatible. The PlayStation is 4K equivalent. And then the PCs, I'd have to be in a separate room.
Yes.
I'd have to be at a computer desk.
Technically, yes. I mean, you technically no, but technically yes.
Well, if you have a laptop, you can sit on it.
No.
If you have a laptop, you can play.
HDMI plugs right into your computer. You get a wireless controller, Xbox controller, because Microsoft.
Well, now.
It's always been this way. I have a 360 on my computer that I play with.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Anyways, you do that. You sit on your couch, and you play off of your PC. But... No. I will give you this, though. I honestly, like, I have an Xbox One. I have a PC. I have some games I'd rather play on the Xbox One than I would on the PC because, you know, my PC is getting old. I'm eventually going to have to replace the entire motherboard eventually because it's getting so old. Probably and a few other things. But as long as you know how to do that, you're fine.
Yes.
And not everybody knows how to do that. And especially, there are gamers out there that do. That's fine, but like to improve your RAM, improve your, you know, everything, the graphics card, all that stuff, not a lot of people understand how to do that. And that's where Xbox is nice to you, where they're like, every game plays on these specs. Yeah. Because I have, was it Ark, that game Ark Survival or whatever?
Yeah.
Where I play that game, and I mean, I have a pretty powerful computer running right now. And I log into it, and it's like a jumbled up mess because my computer's not strong enough. And it's like, but I can play plenty of other games. But, or I can play Ark on the Xbox, and it works perfectly fine because I don't have to play with the specs.
So here's the thing, Chris. Are you going to only play AAA games?
Ooh, excuse me. Yeah.
Because if you are... Then yeah, get a console.
Yeah, only AAA. Yeah,
I could see you only playing AAA.
I can't. Yeah.
I mean, they do have indie games. Here's the other thing: Sony versus Xbox. Sony and Xbox have been doing these like freemium games. Like every month, there's
they'll give you a little
not a glimpse. It's the full game.
Oh, and then it's permanent.
The problem is this month, it's for the Xbox. I just got Assassin's Creed 3. The Xbox 360 version, but I got the entire Assassin's Creed 3 game. Awesome. That's awesome, because it's a full game. Whereas Sony, what they've been doing, they're like, hey, you like Assassin's Creed? Well, this like third-party thing, they did like a 2-bit version of Assassin's Bro. You get it for free.
Oh.
It's like, why do I want that?
You'd have Xbox, okay, and then you'd have
right,
shit.
Right. Yeah. Xbox has been releasing free games that are... Well, they're releasing AAA games, whereas Sony is releasing for free indie games.
Yeah. I'd rather have AAA.
Right. And, I mean, it fills up your hard drive. But,
well,
honestly,
if you get the 1 tera, if you get the 1 tera...
1 terabyte.
Sorry, I'm blanking on the thing. If you get the 1 terabyte, you should be fine.
Yeah.
Because as far as I know, you don't need to download the games on your system anymore. You can actually just pop in the disk.
Well, yes and no.
You have to download patches. Yeah, you have to download
Which can take like 20 to 30 minutes, which sucks. But once it does that, it's fine. Yeah, but the
thing is, a game is exponentially greater in size on your hard drive than the actual patch itself. So.
Right. So, honestly, I prefer Xbox because I have so many games I've never played on Xbox
right
now.
It's not just that. It's the games from Xbox and the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Because
it's three different, which PlayStation 4, they don't even... Nothing's backwards compatible, is it?
I think four... No.
I don't think anything is.
I think they actually are.
Really?
Online. You have to pay... Oh, that's right. You have to pay for them online to be able to use them.
Oh.
Yes.
And here's the awesome thing about Xbox now. All you need is a gold account, which is basically an account, no money, and you can watch Netflix.
Yeah, you won't need to...
360, it was you had to have like the gold account or whatever, like to pay per month to use Netflix. Now you don't. You don't have to pay a dime to watch Netflix.
Yeah.
Other than the Netflix fee, obviously.
So, yeah.
Moving on.
Okay, so E3, and we pretty much decided through group effort for me to buy a Xbox system. But anyway, of E3, of E3.
Oh, we can play Battlefront 2 together.
What games? Well, let's. Well, that comes out for a while, but anyway, moving on. What games do you want to see? Just one game.
Yep.
What game do you want there to be another one for?
All right. I already have mine, but...
You already have yours?
Yes.
I think I can guess.
What?
It's another one I want.
What?
Elder Scrolls 6.
Yes.
Elder Scrolls 6. No, that makes sense.
I want an Elder Scrolls game that is less of a first-person shooter and more back to the basics, like Oblivion and Morrowind were. I liked Skyrim. I love Skyrim, but it's too much of a first-person shooter. Like, it's...
Or yeah, stabber. you're not really stabber, a huge first fan person of first stab. Person. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I love first person shooters. It's just, it was a completely different feel from the other two. And it didn't feel as, I mean, yes, there were dragons. Yes, there were mammoths. Yes, there were giants. But it really didn't feel as, like, magical and mythical and otherworldly as Oblivion did and as Morrowind did.
Hmm.
That's just me.
I can see it. And the reason why I asked this is because there was one game that I didn't think I wanted, but after I kind of saw the trailer for it watching, I really wanted. So that game that we talked about earlier, State of Decay 2.
Yes.
They didn't show the title. Okay. And all they did was show somebody running down and then killing a bunch of zombies and then ripping off the head of a fat zombie. And then... It was basically Left 4 Dead.
Really?
And then I'm like, there hasn't been a Left 4 Dead game in a little while. I kind of really want a Left 4 Dead game.
Valve never makes a third. They never have. Yeah. They never will.
I know. But
there's a whole list of games that we could go through. There was, Half-Life 2 episode 1.
We're not going
through.
We're not going a full list. But anyway, I really, after I saw that, I'm like, this could be Left 4 Dead. And then I look on, I was following on Twitter, and then it's like Left 4 Dead with a question mark, Left 4 Dead. I'm like, holy shit, this is really Left 4 Dead. They're doing another one. And then all of a sudden it goes, you can build your own base or whatever it was. And it's like, shit. And then it's customization, shit. And then State of Decay 2. And I'm like, fuck. I really wanted a Left 4 Dead game.
Never gonna happen. I got a game.
All right.
Go ahead.
And I'm not even sure if you guys have heard of this game. Valkyria Chronicles.
Oh, is this your Japanese RPG game?
It's sort of a JRPG. It's like a J strategy RPG.
Oh, yeah. I saw you playing it.
But it's like, so it's the gameplay is surprisingly fun. Mm-hmm. Like, you play, it's a strategy game, but it's also a third-person shooter. You trying to clear this battlefield of the enemy, and it's like it takes place in this like fantasy World War II, where like it's basically World War II, but it's not because it's Europa and stuff, and like the both I love this game for two reasons. One, the gameplay is just fun.
Okay.
The other reason is the tone of the story of this game is all over the fucking place.
Oh, like, wait, is this the one with the was it the Bender? What's his face?
Gay Bender?
Yeah,
yes.
Gay Bender.
Yes,
oh, okay, it's this game. Okay.
But like this, so this has the feel of like this is a game for kids, but now we're gonna talk about a Holocaust. It's like, what?
For kids.
It's like, oh, look at this cute little pig with wings and stuff. Oh, it's so adorable. Now let's watch an enemy soldier die calling out for his mother on the floor of a cabin. It's like, where are you going with this? Like, it's just the tone is all off, and I loved it. It was so funny.
So you want a sequel?
They did make a sequel to this, but it was for the PSP.
No. Oh, so that you want a sequel?
I want a sequel,
like a true sequel.
Yeah.
How was that? How was that? You know, we were playing that Sid Meier Civil War game.
Oh, it's not that, but yeah, it's basically.
No,
that.
No. How was it though? You were playing the beta.
Yeah. Oh.
Did it come through?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really good.
Is it right though?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Okay, that's a computer game.
Ultimate.
Yes.
General Civil War, I think is what it's called.
Yeah. Sorry. It's just as I remember you playing. The whole thing about PC. And I like those games. So.
Sometimes, simple PC, $300 PC, you can play some pretty good games on.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can play AOE.
Well, yeah.
Basically with anything.
AOT.
Oh, yeah. They're remastering AOE.
Oh, the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, Big Daddy's for the win.
I've seen that.
One of the best PC games ever created.
I mean, Steam has AOE 2 remastered, which has... No, but it has new campaigns, which is awesome.
Okay.
And new tribes and stuff.
I don't think I've ever played AOE 2.
You haven't?
It's not bad.
I don't think it really
so. It's not bad. It's the best.
It's a long time ago, right? Yeah, it was a long, long time ago.
I need people going, Homo Erectus, and walking away. Hey, I'm in the tool age, you know.
All right. So, any other last thoughts on E3?
I mean, it's still going on.
I'm pretty sure it's still going on for at least one more day.
Yeah. So, I mean, from what we've seen, I mean, I feel like last year was like a lot more like, oh shit, stuff's happening. This year, it's just kind of like...
We got a system this year.
Yeah, last but they announced it.
Last year, we didn't get a system.
No, they announced it, though.
Wait, last year, Scorpio. We got the Switch. No, but we got...
They announced the Scorpio. Showed
the Switch last year.
I think so.
Yeah, but this year, they're actually...
But last year, they were like, we're coming out with a new system. This year, they were like, here's that system we talked about.
No, but actual system, like, coming out. That's...
We all knew that there was a system coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's on par with last year. I don't see anything different.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that like big game that'll drop. That's the issue.
There
wasn't really a big game.
There was just kind of further progression, like Battlefront, and then you had God of
Battlefront. Honestly, the good thing about Battlefront is that you were like, okay, it's all the Star Wars. Okay, there's free DLC. Thank God.
Made a game this time.
Oh, we're ending? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're up for abrupt endings lately.
Yeah, right? House didn't catch fire this time.
Yeah, this time without fire.
Yeah, but anyway, if you like all of our episodes, you can find them on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher. Also, before I forget, there will be a bonus special released.
Yes, so keep an eye out for that.
Keep an eye out for that one. That was pretty interesting, a little pre-episode recording.
John missed out.
Yeah, he did. But anyway, that does it for us for this week. You can find us on Facebook. Please leave us a review on iTunes and talk to us on Facebook. We'll respond. We're always on.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude. That does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.
Adios.